It's Tuesday, the 30th of October. Oh, dear Lord, dear Lord. Where has this month gone? It's even hard to say, even though there is one day left. Grey day with a fair wee breeze, but very refreshing as it blows across my hairy legs. Cools me down from the hot shower. Having said that, I do have an iron jumper on, so. But I don't mind, as long as my back's warm, legs don't seem to feel the cold. That's a strange song. That is a strange song. I can't see. I have to buzz out that aeroplane now. Excuse me. You know, I know it's in the big tree over there, but so are the starlings. If I watch for a next stretch and a beak opening, I might just catch. It's a starling. I'm sure it's a starling. I think he's copied. He's copied another bird, which they're famous for. They're clever little birds, really. They don't get the recognition that they deserve. Mr. Blackbird almost flew into my back with the big crusty bread there. The air brakes went on. Thinking of Top Gold there, flying those jets and having to drop the flaps real quick, nose up. Undercarriage down, all within a split second. Oh, skies are clearing. Of course, thoughts this morning on our friends across the pond in America and Canada. I've been following it. I even sat up late last night with the news on, jumping channels, my iPad, Twitter. And then even up at 3 a.m. in the morning, I just woke and I thought, oh, so I got the iPhone out, or it was next to me, and just switched it on and tried to catch up what was happening. Hopefully the worst is past. There's an icy blast coming our way, and I'm not sure this large group of starlings, which are actually gaining by the minute, are not about to head south, at least to perhaps parts of England. You know, sense the chill in the air. And then they move on and leave two or three behind. So many birds in the air this morning. I came off that medicine I mentioned. I didn't take it last night. And I still had dreams, of course. But absolutely nothing like before. It's back to normal with a night, one night. And I slept well, apart from going to bed late and getting up at 3 a.m. But, you know, I was only for 5 or 10 minutes I went back to sleep. And had to drag my weary bones from the covers this morning. One of the hardest mornings this year, getting out of bed. And so I'll stick with that. I'll keep that particular tablet out for a wee while and see how things go. If I can do without it now, then fine. I was quite relieved this morning, actually, that I'd slept well between those periods and didn't have the, oh dear, the extremism of dreams, fantasies, weird fantasies. Anyway. Back to the starlings, if you will. In our last house, I planted a row of Leylandii conifers. Probably about a 50, 60 foot run. But I kept them at about 9 feet, 10 feet. Just enough to block out the two-story buildings the other side. And once they were established, the starlings started to come to roost at night. Within a very short period of time, we were having hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of those little birds swirling in the sky above our house in the evening, as they do in nature, before they all dive like bombers, swooping, disappearing into the conifers. Literally hundreds every night. The problem is, what you're hearing now is what they do all night. They chatter. They're very gregarious birds, forming communities, and they talk to each other all through the night. It took us about 2 or 3 months to be able to switch off from those sounds and get a good night's sleep. And like living next to a waterfall, if someone had taken him away one night, we'd have woken up with the silence. Came to love those birds, because you could take a cup of tea or a glass of beer or wine out the back door in a nice evening and sit and watch them at the times, depending on when dusk was, of course. And sit and watch them swirling, gathering in the skies, and then coming whirling down like someone had used a massive shotgun blast, peppered them all, sent them tumbling like bullets into the conifers. That's why I loved those birds so much, because they are so friendly. Their community spirit is amazing. They look after each other. They constantly talk to each other. They fly together, they eat together. A big family. Most of the sounds, in fact, virtually all the sounds you're hearing now, are coming from these starlings. And they have a fantastic vocabulary. You think it was a mixed flock of birds. It's great to see them flock up to the surrounding hills in the late summer evenings. In their thousands. Thousands. Not so much now, but still, if you look to the skies in the right areas, so long as you've got big roosting areas, plantations, they'll gather on the telephone wires and then head off. Part of summer, really. Here they are, and it's morning in the part of late autumn going into winter. So much for morning thoughts. More, another nature study. How can I walk away from that? How can I walk away and go back indoors? But I have to. Really should just leave this recording, shouldn't I? Well, not on this audio, baby, but I really should just fire up a recording app and capture that. And play it back in the depth of winter when they're not there. Garden's so alive this morning. Yes. The birds have it this morning.